MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Alamogordo Police Department has arrested 50-year-old Servis Salas of Ruidoso in connection with the Walmart bomb threat that occurred on October 18th. Salas is charged with two counts of making a bomb scare, a fourth-degree felony. The Tularosa Basin Regional Dispatch Authority received a call from a block number reporting a bomb at Walmart on the 18th, but the caller disconnected before providing a specific location. Therefore, both Alamogordo Walmarts were notified and evacuated as a precaution. Law enforcement from APD, the Otero County Sheriff's Office, and New Mexico State Police responded, established perimeters, and assisted evacuations. Fire and EMS agencies staged nearby, and Holloman Air Force Base explosive detection canines searched both locations. After no explosives were detected, APD detectives initiated a crime investigation. Search warrants were later obtained for phone records, which identified Salas and led to his arrest. The body of a 58-year-old woman was found near the Wool Bowl and adjacent dog park on Friday morning in Roswell. It's believed she was a homeless person and had been encamped in that general area. Her name has not yet been released. The investigation is ongoing. And researchers are on the move to save the checker spot butterfly they say is on the brink of extinction. Scientists at the New Mexico Biopark Society in Albuquerque are currently raising what they think might be the last known caterpillar of the species.
People used to see it a lot. It was recognized for how beautiful it was. It's bright orange, white, and black. Over time, people started noticing that it was less and less common,
said species survival specialist Quinn Bain. The checker spot thrives in high-altitude meadows solely in the Sacramento and Capitan Mountains, relying on one food source also endemic to New Mexico, the New Mexico penstemon flower. But over the last century, environmentalists say habitat loss and overgrazing have made that flower scarce, having a direct impact on the checker spot. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.